Hello and welcome to Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain, and it is episode 16. After Matty Davis's season preview last week, we said we had a pretty elite duo joining us on this episode, and here they are. We've got both Dec Barmer and Bobby Chamberlain. Thanks very much for joining us, fellas.
Cheers, yeah, no problem.
Of course, we'll kick off where we normally do, but so in terms of junior hockey and sort of getting into hockey, you've got a bit of a shared story in that one. So you came through a pretty similar age group in the whole junior system, so you know each other, of course, pretty well. Any memories from that sort of time and sort of, you know, how you both getting into hockey and then sort of playing together, you know, through quite a young age to once again meet at the Seahawks, you know, 15 or so years later?
Morning, Deck.
I think it was under 10s we first started playing together, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then
I think it might be second year, something like that, first year when we won nationals the 2 years in a row, I think.
Yeah.
And then, we played together our full career until under 16s, I believe. I went over to Bradford and Bobby left the country and decided to go to Canada. We played 10s, 12s, 14s, all through conference together, all through England, GB.
Yeah, GB one, yeah.
Yeah, we know each other. Yeah, fairly well, you could say.
No, certainly. So, any good sort of, you talked about sort of the championship winning years, Bobby, but good memories for yourself as well. But then you obviously made the jump to sort of Canada and the US. Sort of thoughts behind that one, just a quick one.
Yeah, I'll just go back to start. Yeah, so we won conference a couple of times, obviously under 10s, I think 12s, we might have won as well. And then we won the gold with GB, didn't we? Was it 20s?
20s, yeah, in Estonia.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, so we've won quite a bit. So, yes, yeah, it's good winning it. But yeah, then I went at 15 over to Canada, went to prep school. So that was good. It's a good experience. Then come back, and that's when started playing with Matty.
Of course, we had a very brief chat, I think, when you signed, Bobby, about your relationship. It's maybe something we'll touch on a little bit more later. But what I want to ask you next is, of course, Bobby, you know, you spent your time, obviously, you were at the, you know, the Stingrays, you know, the Pirates years, you know, a few good years in MK, you know, as of late as well. That's sort of, you know, where you've left off before this Seahawks move. How was your time in MK? Of course, you know, you've always been, you know, a very, very good side there, played with some very, very good players. But obviously, Matty talks very highly of you last year about how he'd have loved to have you back here last year, but it just wasn't possible at the time.
Yeah, things just didn't work out. I think you all know, like, you know, the ins and outs of it or whatever. But yeah, no, it was a good team there. They've been around a lot of years, haven't they? So they've got that strong fan base, so they can, you know, attract the top end players more than other teams. So no, it was a good setup there. Yeah, the owner was really good. Well, the owners, yeah, really looked after me. But obviously, when it's time to come home, it's time to come home, innit? So here we are.
You feel that pull dragging you back to the Hull Ice Arena. Of course, the last trip at the Hull Ice Arena in Anger would have been that home game just before the end of the season. Ruffled a few feathers. Was that just a bit of a parting gift, you know, as you were leaving MK? You must have at that point knew and known what was coming.
Well, Matty was at the hospital when he just, Sam just had Mabel, so yeah, he wanted to.
He wouldn't have done that if I was there. I said to him, mate, you can't do that, he's going to be on your line next year.
He texted me before the game, he said, well, didn't you, saying that?
Yeah, I texted him literally from the hospital room and I said, just don't do anything daft tonight. I just knew that it could, you know. He loves it, doesn't he? Because he loves getting the crowd and that going, and that is, it's just how he is. So, nah, it's good. It's all part of it, isn't it? And that's why the fans love Bob.
No, and certainly.
Mainly.
Oh, it's going to be good for me and Deck in there, let me tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun, yeah.
Oh, certainly will. We wouldn't have it any other way. Mm-hmm. Talking of fun years, the Deck, of course, we've mentioned a million times before last year, and it was a difficult one, but obviously with sort of particularly sort of the whole core that's come back into the side, of course, you know, Lee Bonner, Bobby as well, and then even like a youngster like Finn, you know, all returning back to hometown. is that exactly what this team needs, is to give it a bit of a boost? You know, imagine that's going to help sort of the locker room side of things as well, having more and more local lads.
Yeah, I mean, no matter where you play, obviously it's always great winning, but I think it's just a different feeling winning with your hometown where you played your juniors, and with the players that you come up playing your junior years with. It's just a different feeling, really, because I wouldn't say you're really closer, but you kind of are, because how you have played with each other a long time. So just the extra feeling of winning with that town on your shirt, it's just different.
Because in terms of, we'll break down the team a little bit more closely and sort of how that is looking. As Deck, I'm going to come to you first, and about, because there's a lot of changes to that decor. We spoke many a time on the podcast, on air as well, and even on the live streams later last year, about the minutes you were having to put in because of, you know, injuries and everything else that went on. Hopefully that won't be so much the case this year. Matty might actually be able to give you a little breather every now and then. 35, 40 minutes a night, you know, can't be good. As much as you, I'm sure, at times you enjoyed it. How do you feel that decor's looking this year? Of course, Liam Danskin coming down from Solway. Brock Bartholomew looks like a star. And Tom Barry as well, bringing in that little bit of experience. It looks pretty solid back there.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I'm aiming for 60 minutes this year, I think, so. Oh, 55 I'm going to go for this year, I reckon. But no, yeah, I mean...
He would as well if he could.
Oh, easy, mate, definitely. I don't like saying it, but it's definitely been needed, the big change in our decor that we've had. Last year we had some good players, but I just think the players that we've signed this year are just going to add a total different aspect to the D, to our defence. Like you mentioned, Danskin he's been down the last couple of weeks skating, and it's the first time I've really seen him, but he's impressing me. He skates well, he's a big kid, looks like he's going to be a great player. Barry, obviously we've played against him for the last couple of years, we know what to expect from him, and our D's just going to be a total different decor this year. Brock looks like he could possibly be one of the best D-men in the league easily. Size, how well he skates, his stick handling, he'll put up good numbers for us, definitely.
So you're excited then to have alongside you, but also me and Matty did speak last week about how it's going to just help Jordan back there as well, isn't it? Because he had a lot of pucks on net last year, sort of, you know, if you do your job, it makes his a little bit easier too.
Yeah, definitely. Last year, he had to make the first save, and then he also had to make the second and the third and the fourth some games. Bobby will be able to tell you how easy it was being around the net and just picking up rebounds against us and getting those second, third, fourth shots off. But with a more experienced, better decor, as long as he makes that first save, then we can do our job and stop him from having to make the second save.
And then, Bobby, I'm going to come across to yourself. Of course, you've not been on the ice in anger with a lot of the lads yet, of course. You know, you've had some skating during the summer, but are you excited with the way that forward lines are sort of shaping up this year? Of course, you know, two imports of Emil and Bobby, and then there's a lot of depth, you know, beyond that as well, isn't there?
Yeah, to be honest, I was quite impressed with some of the forwards, Andy, to be fair. Barry and Danskin, both was a lot better than I thought. I didn't really know too much about Danskin. He's a big body, like Dex said. I think he'll be good, especially like in front of the net and like on the kills, stuff like that. So it just helps like people like Dex, who don't have to go like every time. He might be able to have a little bit of a rest.
Nah.
You don't like that, but no, yeah. And obviously the forwards, like even like Finn, obviously we grew up with him as well. He's a couple of years younger than us, but yeah, he's a good dynamic player, skates really, really well. And he's a good player, yeah. And it just brings like the depth throughout the lineup, just makes it stronger and stronger. So there's going to be a lot of battles within the team and obviously within other teams as well, which is good.
I'm going to come to yourself, Matty, for the first time on the show. We didn't actually get to speak to you yet.
Yeah, so mate.
But I say, with you know, two of the you know more experienced players in the squad, you know, joining us here. It must be good for you as a head coach to see they're excited, you know, with the team you've put together. You know, in terms of personnel, but in terms of you know the shape of and the balance of it as well. You know, because you rely on these players as leaders in the team, and if they're sharing that same vision, excited, you know, ready to kick on, that's all you need in your locker room leaders, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, look, these two, you know, hang my hat on these two. Like these, you know, if these two are good, then we have a good chance most nights in and out of, you know, on and off the ice. Same thing. Like they're gonna set the tempo in training and games. Just being sort of competitive. We spoke about it this before when you know when it was Pirates. You know, it was nasty in training at times and. You know, we need that back, not necessarily, you know, going too far, but it's about, you know, look at that. Essentially, me and Joe, we pay these lads to train. It's not about just the games. It's about, in my way of thinking is you turn up and you train hard and the games will take care of themselves. But it's one thing we need to get right this year. And these two are a massive part of it. Obviously, you know, they're both good lads and I, you know, call them both my mates. But at the end of the day, they both know they've got jobs to do and to lead the team. You know, it's on them two and a couple of others to set the standard in there. They know how much has gone into this and, you know, there's no, you know, I've said it a few times to all of them, but, you know, we're not messing about this year. It's not, I keep saying that and people probably just go, oh yeah, saying it again, but generally not. And, you know, we're not here. We're not going to accept like we did last year in terms of, oh, you know, we just can't get the plays. We aren't doing this. It's not happening anymore. You know, lads have to turn up and do the jobs. And these two are a prime example of making people do the jobs and making sure everyone's doing it right. And, look, for me, like last year we was just a disjointed team at times. We just didn't quite have enough depth in ability, and that's what we've spoke about, you know, many times. But you know, look, it was a case of it's not just looking about the league and seeing who's better than who and who's got what. I wanted who I wanted. Regardless of whoever else is anywhere else, I got exactly who I wanted. Went from early on and just did it, just got it done because I know the makeup of every one of these players mainly. You know, there's only a couple of players that I don't fully know what they're like, simply just because we've never seen them play. And, you know, all right, a lot of it rides on them boys. If when they come in, if, you know, if they're as good as I think they are, then, yeah, I know what I've got in that room. I know what the lads are like as people. And they won't accept anything but winning.
And it's that sort of mentality, of course. Bobby, I'll come to yourself for this one as well. Of course, you were with Matty the Pirates and you had that mentality and you put it into practice, didn't you? And do you feel that coming back already? Of course, it's a bit early to say, you know, we're not going to go out there and claim, you know, leagues, cups, playoffs yet, but that mentality of that being the one and only goal, is that back in the camp?
Definitely is, yeah. And it spreads quick as well. Just within a few training sessions, you know, people just switch the mindset and become like, this is what we're going to be again. Like, we're going to be hard to play against. No one's coming in there on a Sunday. It's not an easy night, like, let me tell you that. So, yeah, we're coming to win. Yeah, it's gonna be a tough year for in house, but also other teams as well coming to our building. It's gonna be good. But yeah, even just the practices, just slowly feeling the tempo, getting better. Everyone's competing, so you know there's a lot of jobs where people want to fit in different areas on the team. So there's a lot of good, healthy competition forward and D. So it's gonna be good, but it's just getting that mindset back that every night we need to be winning these games. We don't lose at home and we go on the road and we put it to teams. And Leeds last year was obviously the best team. And like Leeds and Sheffield, they're going to be our rivals this year. And the good thing is we've got them both in pre-season. So you know, let's see where we're at. You know, we've been doing a lot of talking, haven't we? So let's see if we can walk the walk, and let's see what they're about in Leeds.
Certainly, there's no better measuring stick than going up against the league and playoff champions, is there? Dex, just coming back to yourself, you know, we've talked a little bit about skating during the summer, healthy competition, as Bobby just mentioned there. And you've picked on a couple already, such as Liam Dansky in particular, you know. But has anyone else sort of, you know, pricked your ears in practice of, you know, these lighter summer sessions? Maybe even some of the, you know, the existing players who've stayed on from last year. Has anyone made any strides, maybe in the younger players that you've already noticed?
Yeah, I mean, Owen Bruton, he was a great player for us last year, especially at his age. Playing at that age, and it's not easy playing in a league full of men who have played 10, 15 years at senior level, playing your first year. And he had a good year for himself last year, but over the summer, seeing him in Matty's gym and just seeing how hard he's working, and then on the ice, he's looking a lot better already. He's looking, I mean, he looks like a man now. He was a bit, still a bit young last year, but this year he looks like a total different person.
Yeah.
Filling out that size, perhaps. I want to come back to, well, this one's maybe to all three of you, really. Of course, Matty, we started talking a bit about it last week. Bobby actually just touched on it a moment ago, about teams coming down to the Hull Ice Arena on a Sunday night and not coming in for an easy one. And he coined that term, heavy metal hockey, you know, always on the, you know, the forecheck. We've got to make sure that it's fast, aggressive hockey, you know, finishing off hits. It's that idea of, see, you want teams dreading coming to the Hull Ice Arena. You want us in form, playing good hockey, but hard, quick hockey that's going to make them, you know, extremely frustrated, tired, making them make mistakes and giving us, you know, the best opportunity possible every night at home. Because I say, home games last year were a bit up and down at times, weren't they? We've got to say that. You know, sometimes, particularly with the slow starts in the first periods as well, that can't be, you know, letting teams get a foothold in these. And by playing that style of hockey, it just eliminates that straight away.
Yeah, it's, you know, one of the big things that we need to, you know, address, and we have, you know, addressed that in terms of bodies and just having more bodies. We spoke about it, but, you know, when you can roll lines, you know, we said before, in Telford always seem to do it right. The way they can just keep coming all year instead of, you know, being up and then losing it towards the end. You know, my the way I'm looking at, you know, this whole season is not just this start. I know there's a lot of talk about the Leeds and the Sheffield thing, but when I actually put my head on about looking at the whole picture, it's about playoffs and Coventry for me. So it's playing the right way to get to that point where we've still got legs. And yeah, the fact we've got four lines and 6D is the reason for that. And yeah, we're going to change our playing this year. And that's obviously a lot to do with the numbers, but just how mobile we are at the back as well now. And that was the biggest change for me that I needed to address, in making sure every one of them players can get around the ice and, you know, put pressure on immediately on teams, or, you know, the likes of players that we've seen come into our rink and dominate, which is difficult to watch. You know, and, you know, again, we talk a lot about this and we're talking a lot in general, but at the end of the day, it's a case of us. We've got to stamp our authority on what we're doing. Back.
You're back again.
Yeah, we've got to stamp our authority on what we're doing and the way we want to play. You know, the lads, we've got 2 weeks coming up. You know, that's going to be, you know, really good, and I think some of the lads are going to be a little bit, you know, not shocked on how we are. You know, I speak to Deck about ways we're going to play and stuff like that, and, you know, we talk a lot about it, but, you know, it's getting everyone to buy in. You hear that phrase all the time, buying in, but it's so true. And, you know, you can't have one person that's wanting to do their own thing and it makes everything else disjointed. You know, people have to buy in for the team instead of for themselves than we saw at the end of last year. We probably saw a little bit of, you know, the latter in terms of people wanting to maybe look like they could come out with something looking better than what, you know, at the end of the day, you're bottom of the league. So it's really irrelevant what happens. You know, this year again, it's a case of, you know, we're going to be a specific type of team, and it'll be boring for the lads to hear me talk about it, but it's the way it is. So it's the way I see us winning. You know, we might not be the most skilled in the league. I think we know who that is. But we'll be the hardest working team. We'll be the most structured, in my opinion, this year, where we're going to play a real way a lot. And we have, you know, we have a lot of talent up there as well that can score, and that's part of it. But also, again, like I've said, we've got mobile D that can hurt teams, and we're going to use that. So it's exciting. It's exciting times, really, for everyone, because I think it's going to change people's view on watching us, which is, with my owner's hat on, is what we need. You know, me and Joe have, you know, put a lot into this. We need fans to come watch us play, so these lads can still, you know, do what they want, what they want to do for now and years to come.
Of course, there's already a lot of excitement, you know, from, you know, long-term fans, but also, you know, some newer fans I've heard, you know, already excited, you know, to get down for the Leeds home game, Sunday, 10th of September. We've got to make sure we actually pack the house for that one. Mm-hmm. Coming back to yourself, Jack and Bobby, of course, there was the news about a month or so ago as well, that obviously you will be potentially, well, you will be training at least with, you know, the Manchester Storm at times throughout the year. You're on a two-way deal with them, you know, and your schedule's given. Yeah, you will hopefully get some Elite League game time as well. Deck, yourself first, of course. You know, you've spent a lot of time with the Manchester Storm a few years ago. Excited to be back and with the opportunity of playing Elite League again?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Obviously, like you said, I played with them for 3 years, so I already know Ginner and a few of like their core guys, Dallas, Critchlow. I know how they play, and I think one of the biggest things for it is with me and Bobby being able to go there, it's being able to go there, see how sort of the Elite League teams are playing, and sort of bring that back to our own team, and get, obviously we can, we're older guys, but we can get some, still, you're still always learning, so we can use a lot of their experienced guys, get a few pointers, bring it back to our younger guys, and it's not just going to help me and Bobby ourselves, it's also going to help a few of the other players in our team.
And of course, Bobby, I'll throw it across to yourself as well. If I remember correctly, you were on a two-way with Belfast last year. Is that correct? Yeah. Of course, you know, it's with a Storm this year. You're just excited, you know, for the extra ice times. That's always a key, isn't it? As working with, you know, as Deck said, with some, you know, very, very experienced, you know, and high-quality players, always going to be beneficial.
Yeah, that's it. Manchester's a good setup. It's not too far from us either. Just going down there, getting some practice in, maybe get some game time in, and just, you know, getting used to that tempo and bringing it back, and just getting the experience, and just, you know, playing like the right way, and just having good people obviously there and in Hull as well. So it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be interesting how we, you know, balance it all. There's a lot of games, you know, they're playing midweek, we're playing a couple midweek, weekends, whatever. It's just, you know, whatever works, you know, for Matty and whatever he says, and at the time how mine and Dex's bodies are feeling or whatever, and, you know, how things are going. We'll just, you know, take it week by week or whatever and see how it goes.
Yeah, just to throw it across to you, Matty, you know, Bobby's exactly right. And, you know, we'll take it week by week. There'll be no decisions made well in advance on these ones, but it's good to have that option, isn't it? Of these two getting, you know, potentially some game time, certainly good that they're getting the extra ice time, but in terms of as a club as well, it's good to have that relationship with an Elite League side, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. It's, you know, we've had it, you know, last year with a couple of teams, and it's always good to have, you know, I spoke to Ginner, like Deck said, he's a good guy, and he gets it. He likes these two both. Affinity as well. He's always like Bobby. So yeah, and you know, it's a case of just trying to keep good relationships everywhere, really, because you just never know, you know, what'll come. And And it works for both sides as well. And obviously the Finn situation is we managed to get it done with him. You know, and with that we sort of give something back that way. So look, both of these two could play in the Elite League, no doubt. And that's the whole point, is trying to show that, you know, yeah, we're the second league, but if these two wanted to, they could go and play in that league. And it's just the way things are, where it's just tough to do that with the import level and stuff. So it's good for them two to go and actually prove to themselves they're still good enough to do it. But yeah, it's like I say, it's extra ice, it's good relationships. And like they say, like when Finn came to train last year, it just saw the difference in tempo, that, you know, even in warm-up drills, it's just crisper. There's no, you know, when you train at that level, it's different, because their lads are, you know, they're coming from, you know, the AHL coast, you know, different leagues in Europe. It's a very different tempo in training, and the way the puck gets snapped about, you know, you're not missing passes and backhands are going all over the gaff. It's solid, and it's done right, and the level is, you know, it's a lot higher. So yeah, it's good for them, get there. And you know, if they play, they play, and if they don't, then it's fine. You know, we just deal with it. And you know, first and foremost, they're our players, and you know, they're here to win games for us.
100%. You know, and that's a message, you know, that everyone sort of, you know, we do need to get out there, that this a really, really good relationship, you know, between the clubs, and it's beneficial for us as a club. Moving on now to sort of the season ahead. Dec, I'm going to come to you first on this one. Expectations and thoughts sort of on the team this year, for the season ahead. It's very clear, you know, we want to be pushing up that table. We're very, very excited about the roster, but sort of a little bit more of a deep dive on sort of what do you expect from the club this year?
You said about the roster. I think the biggest thing for our team from last year to this year is obviously the import level got put up to 3. The North American sort of rule, that was kind of so a lot of the teams have gone the North American route now. They've all improved their imports. There's some very good imports in this league, and I think the imports that we've got could potentially be the best out of the lot. But the biggest thing that we've upgraded this year that a lot of teams haven't is our Brit core. The Brits that we have in our team could walk onto basically any team in the league. So I think just looking at our roster and the sort of, like Matty said, the sort of style we're going to play this year and how we're going to play our year out is, I mean, we've got one expectation, and that's win trophies. That's the one and only expectation I have for this year, is to win the league, win playoffs, win cup. I want all three.
Bobby, I'm going to come across to yourself for this one. So I'm sure that's, you know, you'd echo pretty much what Dec said there. That's the sort of feeling amongst the group. So no point in just asking you to, you know, repeat that sort of thing. But who else you got your eye on the rest of the league? We sort of, you know, share this one between the three of you. Of course, Dex mentioned, you know, there's some very, very good imports coming into the league. There's a lot of teams that have had quite a heavy lot of changes as well. And of course, the introduction of a new team in Solway and losing Basingstoke. So who else have you got your eye on?
I think Solway will be decent. I'm not sure on their depth. I'm not really been following much to do with them, to be honest. But for me, I think Swindon have made a lot of good changes. If they could have kept Kelly on D, there would have been a serious, serious problem. Because I think he's a good D man. He's what they've been missing the last few years. So I think Swindon will be good. Leeds obviously got some of the best Brits. And you know, where they just get the imports to slot in there, like last year. And, you know, with Gospel, they're a proper team. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see the teams around the league. But let's be honest, you know, you just got to take care of number one. As long as we're well prepared and worry about ourselves, then that's all we can do.
Right, you got a little bit of a nod of approval there. Is that sort of the thing you want to hear? Of course, you know, there's always going to be, you know, one eye on the teams around us, but as long as minds are focused on ourselves, that's the number one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. I think the parity is really good this year. I think you know, with Bays and Stoke going, I think Bracknell have, oh, sorry, the Bees have obviously they've probably taken a couple of their players to add depth to them. Look, it's, you never know until you see guys play and how they gel. He's right, I think Swindon are going to be a lot better this year. You know, Lubwele playing with someone he's played with before. Interesting there.
Billing as well, going there,
yeah,
is good.
Yeah, big signing for them. Peterborough always good. That'll be interesting first game. Slav, good coach. He gets them playing the right way in a disgusting rink. And then, like you say, Solway, I think, look, Solway have signed some good players, but this league is, you know, we saw last year how difficult it is to come into this league. You know, you can sign players from all over the place, but you've got to get on that bus and travel down south and do the hard yards. And, you know, until they do that, it's tough to say. But, yeah, good club, and I'm sure they'll be fine. But he's right, you know, we've just got to look after ourselves. There's a lot of unknowns this year. I'll just adding one import in general and how that looks. You know, there's a few teams with D-men. We've never seen that before. I'm expecting power plays to be a lot better.
Can you have three of them on?
Yeah. You know, you don't have to have anyone. So yeah, that's the real interesting point for me, is how the D slot into this sort of new league, I guess. And, you know, we've always had a shortage in top D men.
Mm-hmm.
In Britain, it's just how it is. There just isn't as many top British D men in general. You know, elite leagues say the same thing. It's hard to find. So, you know, this extra import, and if people have gone down the D man route, I think it's a smart decision. I think you're going to probably see, you know, some, like I said, power players are going to see benefit. And just in general, like how the whole league is just stepped forward another year. You know, the crowds are as good as I've seen them for a long time. And I think this league's getting some real momentum. And, you know, from sort of the back end of it, everything, it's only going one way, and it's going up. I've mentioned it before, but, you know, this league is doing the right things, in my opinion, and the way they're building sort of around it and keeping everything solid, not jumping the gun and going down too many imports and making it unattainable for other teams down there, because that's what people forget. It's like Bobby said there earlier about MK. MK have obviously got, you know, the most fans, the most money, let's say that. But you've got to keep the parity in the league, which makes the league a better place to play for all these lads. It's no good having, you know, two teams that run away with it. It's no good for anyone. You know, this league this year is going to be all right. And I think everyone in the league has improved generally, or, you know, if not, they're an unknown, because they don't know what their imports are like. Yeah, it's interesting to look around. It's more my job than these boys. These have just got to look after what they're doing on the ice. They shouldn't even care about any other teams. I never did when I was playing. All I cared about was passing to someone so they could shoot and it goes in the net. And that's it. So, yeah, we'll do our thing, and we'll get fit, and we'll be out there. That's it.
And talking of getting out there, it's just 2 weeks now until the Seahawks are back out on the ice. Pre-season friendly, I say, they're never friendly against Leeds, are they? It's a Yorkshire rival. Away Saturday the 9th of September, home Sunday the 10th of September. Looking forward to it, fellas. Back on the ice in anger.
Go on, Dick.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I haven't looked forward to a season as much as I'm looking forward to this year in a long while. I mean, yeah, I can't wait to get on the ice for them first game, especially that first home game. It's going to be some night.
Certainly will be some night if you haven't got your tickets. you know, they will be available very, very shortly. Keep your eyes peeled on social media for how to get down to the rink. Sunday the 10th of September, be a 5:30 p.m. face-off against the Leeds Knights. Make sure you're ready because the Seahawks are coming. Make sure you like, follow, share and subscribe to Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain. We've got more and more planned, you know, for the end of pre-season, and then there's some very, very special features coming as we head into the start of the season against Peterborough. Thanks very much for joining us to episode 16 with Matty Davis, Dec Barmer, Bobby Chamberlain, and make sure you tune in next week to Behind the Curtain.
Cheers, mate.